Earth and Sky.
We lost about a third of it in the 19th century, and you see that and would see it as you're flying across the Midwest, because that's where most of it was converted to agricultural land.
You're listening to Sally Collins, Associate Chief of the U.S. Forest Service.
But the rest of the forest has pretty much stayed the same, even though there's been a lot of development and a lot of urban growth, and that's because some of the agricultural land has gone back into forests.
Counting Alaska, there are about 750 million forested acres across the United States today.
If you were to fly over the United States, you would really see a lot of forested land. And what's really unique about the United States is that we have about two-thirds of our original forested land base that we had from the original settlement times.
Collins said, we know a lot more now about how forests need to be managed.
The era of thinking that forests are static or you can just leave them alone and they'll take care of themselves for a long period of time is just gone.
Collins also spoke of ecosystem services from forests. For example, about a third of our drinking water here in the U.S. comes from forested land. More about U.S. forests at our website. Our thanks today to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in conservation and education. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.